It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Cotton farmers in the Southeast are harvesting their biggest crop in nearly half a century, thanks to the cool, wet weather the region enjoyed this past summer. This bumper crop comes after 3 years of drought, during which cotton production in the South was at a low. But as Georgia Public Radio's Maura Farrelly reports, this year's good harvest is proving a mixed blessing.
Ron Coley's cotton gin in Worth County, Georgia, is a high-tech, thoroughly computerized version of the same machine that first started separating seeds from fiber in the 1790s. Massive fans blow thousands of pounds of cotton through blades that chop the fiber up into pieces so small the seeds can no longer cling to them.
We're able to process about 1,000 bales of cotton a day, and we run basically 24 hours a day about 3 months of the year.
Coley's gin in south central Georgia is in the heart of the state's cotton belt. His trucks bring the unprocessed cotton to the gin from farms that are sometimes 50 miles away. Coley cleans the cotton and stores it in 500-pound bales for around 60 farmers, and he says this year's bumper crop has been keeping him busier than usual.
Our volume is probably up about 20% this year over what it's been, and from a low year, we're probably up 35% from the lowest year.
That's good news for Coley, but it's turning out to be not so good news for farmers. In a classic example of what happens when supply goes up, the price of cotton has gone down to just 35 cents a pound. That's down from 68 cents this time last year, and it's the lowest price farmers have seen since the 1970s. Bob McClendon farms 2,200 acres of cotton. He's been in the business for more than 20 years.
We just can't make it with 35-cent cotton because it costs us about 60 cents a pound to produce this cotton.
McClendon is chair of the National Cotton Council. He represents 33,000 members, all of whom are involved in some aspect of cotton production, be it growing or ginning or storing or selling. He says this year's bumper crop came at a time when prices were already low in the cotton market. In recent years, the world supply of cotton has gone up. And McClendon says there's one very simple reason for this.
Raw cotton trades in the world with U.S. dollars.
The U.S. dollar has been strong for a while now. Farmers in countries like Turkey, Pakistan, and Australia get these strong U.S. dollars whenever they sell their cotton. Because of that, McClendon says foreign farmers have increased their production, and that makes it difficult for U.S. farmers to compete.
The Australian dollar has gone down in value to the U.S. dollar. 30%. So a Australian producer, a farmer of cotton, is selling his cotton in the world for dollars, then going back home and converting those American dollars into Australian dollars, and he's getting 30% more Australian dollar for that cotton than he got a year ago.
The loss U.S. farmers like McClendon are experiencing this year is being offset a bit by federal subsidies. Congress has set a target price for cotton of 52 cents a pound, and it will ensure that farmers get that price, even if it has to write them a check. But 52 cents is still a loss, and McClendon says he hopes Congress will raise the target price of cotton.
I can't stay in business losing 8 cents if it's costing me 60 cents to produce it, but I can weather 1 year at that, and we as farmers live on a lot of hope, so we're hoping things are going to get better. If we get a new farm bill that has a target price of 73 cents or 68 cents, that's certainly a level that will give us an opportunity to make a profit.
Congress seems to support the idea of raising the target price. It's just a matter of how much. Earlier this fall, the House voted for a price of 73 cents. The Senate Agricultural Committee is recommending 68. For NPR News, I'm Maura Farrelly in Sylvester, Georgia.